This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything in the entire world. Anything that's out there, baby, we can fantasy draft it. Today, we are drafting sounds. Our guest today is the hilarious stand-up comedian, Stephen AJ. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me, as always, are my friends and comedians Sean Jordan and David Bory. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is, we're currently planning races. Foot races for high planes.
I'm going to do better this year. I'm going to be ready for it. I'm going to stretch my hammies. And Jeff Tice, if you're listening, you are. I know you're listening. I'm coming for you.
Damn.
You're soft.
Oh, man.
You're soft, bro. You hear
that? That is a tall. I love you, Sean. That is a tall. Heist is hooping 2-3 times a week. I think he's got maybe some stride length on you.
He might. Yeah. But that, you know, he had.
That race last year did not go great.
No, it didn't.
I didn't lose that poorly. And anyway, regardless, Jeff, you hear me? Coming for you. You're a soft dad.
Calling you to the carpet.
Damn.
All right.
Soft dad, dude.
Is the lineup yet out? The lineup for high
points? Oh, the lineup is out. We can start making brackets immediately.
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it is out.
Okay. I'll mop up 3/4 of that initial lineup.
Yeah, we should have a pool and bet on that shit.
We were trying last year.
Do you think Shane would race me?
Yes, I do.
I don't think he would. I don't think he would race anybody.
I've seen Shane get buck. You give him a couple little bowls of loudmouth soup, he'll race you, dude.
I don't want people to be drunk for the races, though. Besides, like, I'll be drunk officiating. But I just feel like if somebody gets, I don't want people to fall. People were falling sometimes last year.
Yeah.
And that was sober. So, like, I feel like we can't be having people.
I was so scared I was going to fall when I got cooking, when I got my version of cooking, and I knew I was going to lose. I was like, I'm still running. And the last thing you want to do is fall forward. It's such a bummer. Yeah.
And everybody was cold. Everybody was doing it on cold. Like,
yeah. That's what Blair, because Blair's an athlete, you know, and she's watching all this run. She's like, you guys are going to snap a hamstring. Someone's going to snap a hamstring. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, like, definitely.
Daniel Van Kirk looks like an athlete to me. I think he's fast. You know what I mean? I'm looking at the lineup right now. Jonah Ray weighs 45 pounds now. There's no way I could be him. Will Miles?
I'll be Will.
I'm talking about me, dude.
I'm just feeling, now I'm feeling froggy. I'm out here. I'm feeling feisty. I'm like, my hand's shaking.
I think Will could be sneaky fast.
I think Will Miles is sneaky fast.
I think Adam Caden Holland is probably actually fast.
Oh, Caden's got a chest on him. Look
he
at Adam.
He's soccer, dude.
He's all shredded. He can see neck muscles in ACH. No, I don't got it.
Billy Wayne is fast.
No, yeah, Billy Wayne is fast. This is the fast festival, man.
Okay.
Maybe Orvidal?
I don't think Orvidal's running anywhere, man.
Not for me.
I don't think he's ready.
After I did the Grolics podcast, I found out he's sneakily unathletic. He's like, he's quick to be like, no, I don't do anything.
What about Sharpie? Sharpie's pretty good, actually.
Sharpie probably going to ice everybody.
I feel like. But he's shorter.
He used to play soccer, too. He might.
That's true. You know. And his whole thing is just athletics. Like, he's just a pretty athletic guy.
Yeah.
Dude, we went to the beach, Sig hanging out his mouth, but like the best baseball throw I've ever seen. He's just a sneaky athlete. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I might have to wait for further lineup announcements. unless Shane Torres, if you're listening to this, I'm calling you to the carpet.
I think you could probably beat Simon Gibson.
Yeah, I got Simon Gibson. I love Simon Gibson.
You could probably get Simon.
I got Simon. I'm 6'3". You know what I mean? I'm in the gym every day.
You got a big gait.
We got to think about height.
Yeah.
Sneakily intimidating calves, though, too. You've got
Ian's got some icy calves.
So you go, ooh, that motherfucker might have a start on his ass.
Wait until you see. Wait until you see me at High Plains this year. I've been like the biceps are popping right now.
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
I'm as brawny as I've been in a long time.
Damn. All right, I got to get on it then.
Mm-hmm. Brawny. I know. Shit. I'm trying to like. I want to look decent. It's always fun. It's like summer camp. As close as we get.
This guy who wants to look decent is Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram. Sean doing chest presses. Sean doing pec flies. What's your routine if you're going to be getting
I've just been trying to skate as much as I can and walk 10,000 steps a day, and I've actually been paying a little attention to what I eat. Not full attention, but like I'm trying. Like I eat the
half
greens
cups
every
of
day.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, I seriously do make myself cut down. And then I'll tell Lauren, she's like, that's a cut down version. I'm like, yeah, dog. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to tell it was pizza, you know, watching my diet.
God, I would. I mean, this is a normal refrain for heavier dudes, but your metabolism, I would fucking murder somebody for it.
What's your doo-doos like, though? I've always felt like you might have
a good question.
Complicated doo-doo scape. Really?
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah, now, especially now since like ever since COVID, since things got more less erratic for me, it's more like wake up, solid one within probably an hour every day, and then maybe another one later in the day, depending on what kind of mood I'm in, if I'm anxious or whatever. But like pretty solid hour into the day, I get the good one out. Now, if you want to hear me talk more about that, go ahead and come to Comedy Corner Underground, Minneapolis, Minnesota, August 18th and 19th. Capitol Hill Comedy Bar, Seattle, Washington, September 6th, Bosses Comedy Club, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 25th. I'm also going to be hosting That Sounds Decent, which is a music festival in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 26th. And a live album recording in Portland, Oregon, October 29th, Mississippi Pizza, Mississippi Studios, not pizza. Tickets going fast, much to the chagrin of my esteemed colleague, Ian Carmel.
I'm afraid nobody's going to that show.
Please come out to those shows. I'm very excited about this stand-up that I'm doing right now. I haven't ever said that in my whole life. I've never actually had any confidence in it. This stuff I feel is great. So come on out and see it. I'm happy with it.
David Bory is here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Bring David a plate tour.
Yeah.
All over these United States of America. Dave, where can people see you?
BringDavidAplate.com, the aluminum foil tour. I'm going to rattle off the cities again, just so you know.
The aluminum
Birmingham,
foil
Alabama,
tour.
Asheville, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Denver, Indianapolis, Indiana, Morgantown, West Virginia, St. Louis, Missouri, New York City, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
And that's it.
Now, I couldn't help but hear Chattanooga. You say Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, yeah.
I would say Chattanooga.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like
I don't think it matters.
I like Chattanooga.
Chat. Or maybe I think Chat. I think you're
the
all
right. Chat, dude. That's a good group thread to get on the Chat.
I think Chattanooga's happy to be included in the conversation. if it's getting said at all. Are you doing one-nighters any of these places? Are you doing like weekends?
It's a mix between St. Louis is a weekend. I think a couple of them are weekends, but it's mostly one-nighters. New York City is a one-nighter. Worcester, Mass., Morgantown. Oh, yeah. A lot of one-nighters. Just me. I'm going to have some merch. I'll have the merch up soon. It's pretty fun merch. And we're just going to have a good time. My hour's good. And then San Francisco, November, we're going to try to record a special with the band Lance Bangs and some other people.
And maybe somebody from Portland drives down as soon as they can get the date. Maybe
you can't drive.
Chuck Klosterman.
Yeah, Chuck Klosterman's going to come. And the lead singer for Modest Mouse is going to, whatever his name is.
Isaac
Brock.
You should probably fly, though.
I like the drive. Either way,
it sucks having
about
a car in the city. But either way, you know, come out. My hour blazing right now, man. I just did Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs to warm
that's
up
by the hip hop collective, the Loonies, right? That's their comedy club.
Yeah, I had 10 on it, but they let me in either way.
Oh, fantastic! Damn.
David now takes sax to the face, just like the Loonies did.
David
hits me with a picture the other night with a hockey jersey that said Sue on it, and he goes, "This, y'all."
Oh yeah, I was in a bar in Colorado Springs, and I was like, also went to the World Double Dutch Championship.
I saw that.
So
that
much fun,
sick, dude.
So much fun.
Better than the 50 Cent concert?
Way better. Way better. Yeah. Shout out to Team Korea. I kind of thought you were robbed. Shout out to USA. Second and third is great. The Germans, the Belgians, like Australia. Shout out to the guy from Australia who did 305 triple unders in a row.
Whoa.
Who won?
305.
Yeah, who won? What nation won?
It's different events.
Who won double dutch?
Well, there's like multiple. So there's three. There's three people. There's five people contest. There's like multiple. So we were only there for like 2 hours. It was going on for a week.
Jesus. Wow. That's sick.
Yeah. So I didn't even see most.
It's like the world championships.
Yeah. It was countries all over the world. And it was really fun. They all had their different like cheers. Like Germany was like, Germany, 1, 2, 3. And then the Australians were like, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. And then the U.S. was like, rights for all. No, just nice. Couldn't. Wouldn't it be crazy? That was something we were
that's
into.
A chant.
We apologize. Yeah. Hope the dollar stays stable. That's what they were yelling. But I love international competition. The whole shit felt like being at the D2 Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm. How were the Dutch?
There were no Dutch. I didn't see the Dutch.
Mm.
And by the way, I didn't think that the Dutch invented it. I thought it was like French fries. And then I looked it up and they said it was invented by the Dutch. And I was like, wow.
Wow. And now they're out of the game.
I didn't see any. But
it's happening to us in basketball, man.
That's not. That's not it.
Damn.
All these other countries.
The big two.
It's still 80% us.
I'm just saying, fast forward 50 years, what's going to be happening, man?
I mean, Wemby is a thing that we don't have. We don't have
what's
one of those.
What's going on? Nobody we don't have that, dude.
Shit. Yeah. France has it. Who would have thought?
It's going to be weird.
If you'd have come to me in 1998 and said, what country is going to develop the best basketball player? France would be the last country I said.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't even mention it.
No, wouldn't come up.
Wouldn't even mention it. Man, fucking France.
Mm. Freaks.
I'm going to dunk on Wemby, dude.
No.
It's Wemby happening this
who?
Year.
Which
no,
one?
You're not.
Not. Maybe not Victor.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Is there a little one?
Is there a Wemby that does open mics in Denver that's going to eke into High Plains that you're going to dunk on?
I'm calling. I want to race Victor Wembanyama.
How fast do you? He must be fast.
He's got those long legs.
I feel like that tops out someplace, though.
Yeah. If you got some good turnover, you could probably get his ass.
I bet he's fast in 10, 20 yards.
I'm looking up a giraffe's top speed.
The further he goes, right?
I think it's like 40. Okay.
Giraffes can run, 37 miles an hour. So.
How did you have that ready?
Man, you know, when you speed, bro, you know all speed. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever said anything I related to less.
It's my whole fucking life. Yeah, the bitches call me Speed Daddy.
You are fast as shit. Mm-hmm. It is, for anybody listening, Steve is like, I remember those Denver football comedy situations.
Ooh, we need to get that.
No, we don't. It wasn't fair. It sucked. It was just Steve to the outside. Well, like a gazelle.
I don't know if we made this clear yet. Again. So Steve is the one who we've talked about multiple times who was like mopping it up at the High Plains Barbecue a couple years ago.
Before races.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steven and Idoye, where you two were like the ones cleaning house. And we've talked about it probably 10 different times without you around.
But
so this is the Steven that was killing everyone.
So if y'all want to come catch me out, I'm taking my Patreon. We actually full race. Pay me $5 a month, you get to foot race me.
Steven AJ is here. Steven AJ on Twitter, and that is Steven with a hold on one. I want to get the exact spelling with a PH. Mm-hmm. And then AJ is AGYEI.
That's the one.
Follow him on there. Is it the same on Instagram?
Except with a one afterwards. Some bastard. Somebody got me, man.
They will never give it up either is the crazy thing. And you're like, please.
I never even asked. Do people just ask?
I've asked a bunch. I've asked on Instagram. I used to ask on Twitter when it mattered. Now I'm just like, whatever. Yeah. I've asked on Instagram and I never even get a response. It's never even been read, honestly.
Mm. Yeah, you're in the other messages.
How long ago? How many followers did you have when you asked?
Oh, it's been a minute. I don't know. Probably not a, I don't know. It's probably been like a year.
You have equal, if you have equal followers to the other one, he's going to be like, what? No, I'm the real Sean Jordan.
I'm the real Sean Jordan.
There's a Sean Jordan who's a Canadian rapper, and I think that's the one who's got it. And I think he's got more followers. I'm an American rapper, so we're different.
Steven, where can people see you do stand-up comedy? This is going to come out, I feel like. Isaac, when is this going to come out?
The second Thursday in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, second Thursday in August.
Wow, how about that?
Shit, what do I have coming up? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know I'll be doing something in Santa Barbara on the 19th. Don't remember where, what, but, you know, hit the IG if you want. I'll actually... What else do I have on the books? I think I'll be in I'm going to be at Looney's coming up. I think October 20th and 21st or 21st, whatever the Friday, Saturday shit was. I was unprepared for this part.
No, you're good, man.
But it's all right. I'll be out there in the streets, you know, find me on the gram and we can figure it all out. I'll post them as they come. You know what I mean?
There it is.
There you go.
Holla
there
at you boy. Go.
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I'm doing real silly stuff over there. You can see me August 15th with Sean Jordan, Kyle Kinane, Shane Brendan, and Imani at the Star Theater doing a charity gig for the Korean Kids musical theater program where we're trying to make sure they have a rehearsal space. All the proceeds go to charity. So that's a really good cause. Come out on a Tuesday night. We'll have that club going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to go up on a Tuesday. I already got the night off. Yeah. I already got the night off duty, man. I'm out. I'm going to be out there. Downtown.
We're
going
to be having a good time. I'm going to be having a good time. Mm-hmm. Downtown, dude. We're going to go to the two. We're going to be dancing to Heartbeats by the Knife. On
whatever the fuck
cocaine.
That means. Yeah. Sounds like, yeah, I'll turn up. I'll do that.
Then, after I survive that encounter, you can come see me, Sean, and Sean Jordan, actually, at the House of Comedy in Vancouver, British Columbia, November 30th through December 2nd. And then I will be at the Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas. And that's December 8th and 9th, I believe, or it's the 9th and 10th. But I think it's the 8th and 9th. Going to be out there celebrating Hanukkah, eating brisket, doing stand-up comedy.
Also, High Plains, keep your eyes peeled. Two live AFEs and a stand-up show. It's going to be dank. Yeah.
Why don't you plug that during your plugs, all right?
Shit, man. Let's race. Let's race about it.
You know, why don't you plug that during your? Why don't we fucking lift about it, bro?
Dude, I think I want to see
if
a lift.
You race deadlift, me.
Let's
if
get
you
some
race
deadlift
me,
bars out
if
there.
You race me, I'll deadlift you. Whatever the fuck that means, I'll do it against you.
You'll do a deadlift event against me.
I will do any kind of weightlifting event you would like to do against you. We can
you'd
see
like
how
to give
I do.
Yourself a chance.
No. I would love to. We will have to figure out a formula.
I would leg Steven press said, you. I would challenge you in a leg press. Maybe if we could organize that.
I weighed 400 pounds for so long. That would be such a mistake.
It's the only thing I'm confident in involving any kind of weight pushing.
I couldn't put enough weight on the leg press machine. That ran out of room.
I bet you could do a bunch of push-ups, Sean.
I can't do push-ups. I could probably do 10 where I touch my chest and that's it. Ian can do more push-ups than me. He did it when he was 400 pounds. I watched him.
I've done 40 today.
Yeah, dude. 40 push-ups would take me hour and a half if they had to count.
Damn. No way. Oh, really?
Yeah. To good ones, yeah. Hour and a half, probably.
If you just started like doing like 10, 11, 12, you know what I mean? Add a push-up each day, I feel like you'd be up there quick, man.
We did, for the Grolix podcast, my challenge was 100 push-ups a day for a week, and I could barely move my arms after the first day. I did like 10 every hour. I was dying.
Man.
But I bet you could run like a long way.
I ran a half marathon and it was pretty easy when I did it. I trained
recently?
And everything. No, 10 years ago. But I think I could do it again. I want to do a full marathon, but it takes like all of my ability when I run. I can't skate or do anything else.
Yeah,
this is fun. Okay. This is fun, right? Everybody laughing, having a good time?
People having a great time. Come see all of us do stand-up comedy out on the road. We're all very funny. I'm also very excited about my hour.
I feel like everyone's hitting it right now, man. I feel
I'm
like there's a lot of
really good.
Well, yeah, there's two strikes going on.
Yeah, nothing else to do.
If you're good at it, I feel like you're doing well right now.
I had a lovely, picketed with Al Madrigal the other day and just like hung out with him for an hour. It was absolutely lovely.
San Francisco's finest.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're getting here today not to talk about how lovely Al Madrigal is, although he is a lovely, lovely man, but also to fantasy draft sounds.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's some good ones. There's some good sales out there. We're going to be fantasy drafting them. I had a lot of fun putting this list together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mine's fun. All over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. The way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh, David wins. An unnatural victory of paper against two scissors. The odd man out. David has the winner.
You've been winning a lot.
Damn. He's a fucking winner.
Hell yeah, baby.
I feel it.
It's not on me. It's in me. You know what I'm talking about?
Whoa. Hold on. Pause. Please elaborate further.
Winning. That's not a... I refuse to play pause, but it is, okay. It is winning.
I don't
As
pause.
The winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine... I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And we're dessert.
Mm. Or it's like Donkey Kong's barrels rolling down the screen.
Ah.
It's a good one. He drops the barrel, it goes down to the left, and then it goes down, then it goes down to the right, then it drops down the left, then it drops down to the right. Jaffiel, you get it.
Basically, if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
David, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
David, Sean, Stephen, Ian.
Hot corner.
Stephen Ian sounds like a smart dude.
Yeah.
Stephen Ian, dude? Yeah. Stephen he's like Steven Tyler's advanced Pokemon. He's got scarves tied to his bookcase, dude. Yeah, he's out here. Stephen Ian?
It's the final person who'll end the race war. It'll be the final mix of all the races.
Of the big two.
Of the big two.
He's what Gray could have been.
The big two is killing me.
Oh, man.
There's so many more Asian people in the world. We're really.
It really is. Significantly more.
Yeah, there's most.
Most.
Shout out to the other races.
Yeah. Shout out to all the other races. Shout out to all the Inuits. Yeah. Shout out to everybody, dude.
Shout out to the big one.
The whole PI community. I love what you guys are doing down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. PI. Especially shout out for Filipinos, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Big ups.
I saw a Filipino dude at the coffee shop today wearing three chains on a Monday morning. I was excited.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
They're having a good time.
I live in a very Filipino area, and it's lovely.
Filipino guy in Journey.
Yeah, shout out to the Filipino guy in Journey, dude. Shout out to Jalen Green on the Houston Rockets, who I think is like half Filipino. Shout out to CJ Toledano.
Though the skater Margie Gillendahl, is that her last name? I don't know. She's a very good skateboarder.
Shout out to the Kaufmans, Kaufman twins I grew up with, Filipino family. We used to go to their Filipino picnics, and it was dank.
Yeah,
a lot of good food.
That girl on that website.
Meld Marcos?
Yeah, I don't want to get too graphic about, you know, but she was Filipino, you know, really enjoyed our time together.
And finally, shout out to Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, LDP. I still love La Bamba.
Yeah.
Oh, Young Guns, get off me.
You have the first pick in the Sounds All Fantasy Everything Fantasy Draft. Before we get to that pick, we're going to take another. Well, our first, for God's sake, short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that,
you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody who they're going to leak it to. They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
And we're back. I'm trying out new stuff, man. It's a summer session.
Yeah. Go crazy.
It's a summer session. That's what we're made for, baby.
You might not ever hear that again, but we heard it this time. And we're friggin' back. We've never been more back. David Bory, it is time for your first pick in the Sounds All Fantasy Everything Fantasy Draft.
I'm taking cracking open a cold one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get down. Mm-hmm.
It's the best. It's yeah. just like, it was one of the first things that popped in my head when we decided this. And it's just like, it's just, it sounds like what refreshment feels like.
Mm. Yeah.
It sounds like relief, whatever yeah. that means. It doesn't have to be, a cold one is whatever cold one you want, as long as it's cold. It doesn't have to be a beer. It can be yeah. a can of liquid death, and which looks weirdly like malt liquor.
It does indeed. I don't know why they did that. But it took me a long time to figure out that it was water. I remember we were at High Plains.
Like halfway through one?
Yeah. This is the best malt liquor I've ever had.
I've had nine liquid deaths, and I don't feel a fucking thing right now.
Man, wouldn't it be great if taking a dookie, that was the sound?
Oh, my God.
Man.
You just fucked me up with that.
Yeah, replace the fart with the coke.
Like, that's the sound it makes it before shouldn't. It drops in?
Yeah.
Do you have something installed in your asshole where it did that?
I would like to think so.
We're pretty early in the biohack phase, but I think there's probably somebody working on it.
We are.
Elon Musk can't pour some money into that shit. He's going right to the brain implants. Start mm-hmm. in asshole sound effects.
Start with the butt.
Gotta start with the butt.
You could load in a chip and it gave you all sorts of you could have a lot of different sound effects when you pooped.
Man, we just
have a can opener.
That would be, man.
I don't want to say picks, but like a creaky door opening.
Farts
you know what I mean?
So
like,
fun.
Yeah, anything.
You could make your farts just be like George Bush talking or whoever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so you pick Siri, but you pick farty, and it's like, do you want a British woman or an Australian man?
You're not going to fool me again. And somebody's like, did you fart, Ian?
No, there's an Australian guy in my butt.
No.
You got the runs. You'd be like, oh, is that DMX?
That is how that sounds. No chip needed.
I got that natural.
When I have diarrhea, my asshole's like, what's the deal?
And it's also it's called flesh in my flesh, blood in my blood. So, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta eat more.
Or it could also be called it's dark and hell is hot.
Dark and hell is hot.
That one feels way better. You know? It feels way better for having the runs.
Hopefully it's not blood in my blood, ideally.
Yeah.
You might have
to go to the doctor of my doctor.
Mm. Yeah. There's so much promise. It's like oh, what is that word? Where that scientist rang a bell and his dog's mouth
Pavlovian.
Watered.
Pavlov.
Pavlovian. It's a Pavlov. Yeah. Thank you, guys. It's a Pavlovian response.
It's just so sad. It's so perfect. It's so satisfying.
So perfect.
When you can get your nail under and just do the whole thing in one crunch instead of like, sometimes you know how you got to get your nail under and kind of pull the tab up a little bit and then reposition your finger to crack the whole thing. It's fun when you just grab it, just get it open right away. That's the best.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, what happened when everybody, when all the cans were those pull tab things? Did they not have that?
We were just talking about that. They didn't. But it was a lot easier to drink a beer when your in-laws were in the next room. I'll tell you that.
Mm. Oh, because there's no...
It was still carbonated, right? That's, I'm sorry that's such a stupid question.
No,
I don't know. Like, I never.
I think it's always been carbonated. Beers. No, it's not okay, a dumb question. I think it's a great question.
Hmm. Yeah.
Isaac, do you know?
No clue. Absolutely not.
Isaac didn't know Cool Runnings, dude. I just didn't know about Cool Runnings.
He's never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Never heard
of
it.
Hey, man, I'm an immigrant, okay? Okay, I'm going to pull that card here.
So, Steven.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Well, I was born here, but...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'm from Beaverton, Oregon. But I did see fucking Hamilton, and he didn't mention not knowing about Cool Runnings in any of those songs.
God damn.
Not once.
Have you seen it yet, Isaac?
What? Cool Runnings or Hamilton?
Yeah.
I've seen Hamilton. I have not seen Cool Runnings.
No.
You went out of order, bro.
That's hustling backwards. I will never ask you if you saw Hamilton.
Hamilton before Cool Runnings? You can understand Cool Runnings just straight up. Yeah. Hamilton, there's all that other shit in history. You know what I mean?
I'll watch it this week.
Yes. Cool Runnings speaks for itself.
I promise there's no school rap in Cool Runnings.
No.
There's a little rhyme to it. It got a little feel the rhythm.
Feel the ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they get...
Come on out.
Yeah.
It's Hamilton time, and then you can just do them both.
I don't like Hamilton.
When you're watching Cool Runnings, it never feels like a teacher who started dating a student pretty soon after she graduated. Whereas Hamilton has that feeling all the way through.
But yeah, cracking a cold one. That's my first pick.
Beautiful. It's on a summer day. Come on. Sean Jordan, time for your first pick.
The crackling of a fire.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really enjoy the nice crackle of a fire, especially like there's the fireplace fire, but I'm talking like a campfire when you're all sitting around. Maybe you've just done 15 or 16 of David's first sounds, and then you're just watching the fire, hearing it crack, and it's the best because it's usually pretty quiet, and that's what you hear. It's great when you say
fire, you specifically mean a children's hospital that you locked all the doors on, right? That's specific fire is what you want
to
hear.
I'm talking about me getting ready to lay down a track, baby. I'm freestyling the crackling.
There we go.
Fireman. That's the fact, that
crackle coming out of my voice. Like, holy buckets,
quick draw McGraw, you went to art school. That's what you're talking about.
Man, the crack of a fire. It's just you're having a good time. I've never been bummed out around a fire. It's not like...
I've been bummed out.
It's not bad stuff. It's good. It's good stuff. Good little campfire crackle.
This is an interesting pick because it's a variable pick. Like the sound of a, there's slight variations on like a can opening, of course, but like the crackle of a fire, it's all over the place. There's a lot of different sounds in there, and you can't summon it immediately. You got to let it come to you.
I get it though, man. I like it. Yeah. Sometimes I'll put that crackle fire thing to go to sleep on YouTube.
White noise.
That occupies the TV all the time around the holidays. Like now that that's a thing, you just put the fireplace on your TV. It's the best. Hmm. Doesn't bother me having the TV on constantly around Maxine when it's just the crackle of a fire, you know?
Do you guys have a fireplace?
We do have a fireplace.
I got the fire pit in the backyard.
I don't know. I appreciate the confidence, man. I don't know how to start a fire or how to maintain a fire in a fireplace.
What are you talking about? Whoa, it's not rocket science, really?
No, buddy,
it's a little more complicated than people. You don't just start a fire. You have to make sure your chimney's...
One of the more basic human skills.
You have to make sure your chimney's all open. Clean.
You got to make sure it's clean, too. You got to clean it.
You got to make sure it's open.
See, all that's hard. Wood, I'm not trying to do all that. What if I got to go up on the roof for some reason? I ain't trying to
do that. Watch a YouTube video. You're burning.
Hey, call a guy.
Yeah, I think you're overestimating.
Uber chimney.
Get Dick Van Dyke out there, dude. He'll sing a song and clean it at the same time. If the heat goes out,
we'll start a fire. Other than that, I think we're going to leave the heater in the TV. You never
start a fire for ambiance? You can do it.
I don't think I've ever started a fire in a fireplace in my whole life. I've probably only started maybe two or three legit supposed to be there campfires.
How many illegit fires have you started?
I might have started a couple with a firework or two that weren't supposed to be there. But yeah, I think.
But it's really nice. I think you would like it, man.
Yeah,
I'm not
you would
the twisted
it.
Fire starter everybody thinks I am. You know,
enjoy
what I mean?
Yourself, man.
No, clearly. Yeah. You have a fireplace, man. Get in there. On a cool date, I think you'd really like it, Sean.
I think I would too. I'll pitch it. You've inspired
me. Have Laura clean out the chimney.
Call some British guys. Have them sweep your shit.
Chim-chimmery that shit. And then you're good, dude.
I believe it's pronounced chimichurri.
Chimichurri sauce. Chimichurri sauce and chimney, dude. Chimichurri and chimney.
Slather up the walls of your chimney with chimichurri sauce.
Yeah. And then make yourself some chimichurri sauce. It's not hard to do. You have a food processor?
That's what he calls his butthole. He thought you were talking about his butthole.
Honestly, for a second, I thought you said poop processor. Yeah, I got a poop processor in my tummy.
Poop processor is the chip you're going to have installed in your butthole.
I don't know if we have a food processor. We might.
I bet you do. And Google how to make chimichurri. And next time you cook a steak up, make yourself some chimichurri and really elevate the game, dude.
Next time I cook a steak up, what do you guys think I'm doing?
You don't cook steaks? Oh, man, you're blowing it. No fire, no steaks.
No steaks.
I feel like that's all white people did. Fire, steaks, lounge. I was like, God damn. Y'all were really doing it.
Here's two of the big groups of things.
Good time. Dude. I want fires and steaks all the time too.
Dude, I've never been a grillman. In theory, I want to be a grill guy, but I'm not. I don't even have a grill. That's the next step for the deck is getting a grill. But
all you need to make a steak is a pan and an oven.
Yeah, it's better. Get a cast iron.
I'm going to come over and make you a steak wearing a tank top at your house next time I'm there. I'm going to go into your kitchen and make a steak.
That shit don't threaten me. That'd be great. Then I'd sit on my couch and watch the fireplace on my TV and be dank.
Steven, it's time for your first pick.
Man, my first pick, it's hard, but
is it going to be sexy?
Nah, I pulled back. I remixed it, but it kind of sexy. It is kind of sexy, but in a different way. You know that clap in that hold song?
Oh, you know what I mean?
The song do you know the famous hold song?
What? Hold? Are you
like
saying
when hold? Like when you're on the hold?
I thought you were saying hold song.
No. Yeah, that would have been different. But on hold, and it starts in that clap.
I do know what you're talking about. That's a good sound. Damn.
That sound?
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut. You could have gotten that later.
Man. Yeah, but I had to start there because there's some shit I got to, I got
what,
right
what? To. I'm missing it. I don't know what you're talking
about. And you go, I can probably, you probably.
Like when you're on hold and there's this that song they play and it's got like that, right? Like,
yeah, it goes.
It feels kind of distant.
Am I on hold with a specific company here? It's just like a general hold.
Oh, well, you'd be on hold with like a chimney sweeping company in this scenario.
It's called Opus Number One.
Oh, yeah. I already got it pulled up. I'm going to send it to you, Sean.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in the group chat.
Isaac, if you can, drop a little bit of this Opus Number One.
Drop that shit.
In here.
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's like,
it is a good, clap.
That's
a good
wake clap. Up to Damn. That fucking, ooh, man. It's like, nigga, I'm here.
I hope the guy who composed this somehow, this podcast lands on his desk. Because you know that dude is like, put this shit out, and he's like, nobody knows I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably is like,
nobody knows it was me.
Yeah, he probably layered that whole song. He's like, man, it needs something.
He's at a coffee shop getting
threw that clap in. He's like, that's it.
I like to think like his son was like playing on the floor and looked up and saw his father and clapped at him. He's like, wait.
You did it.
Do it again.
Wait, you put yourself through college.
This guy's at a restaurant now getting shit service. And he's just like, if they only fucking knew.
If they knew.
If they only knew who they just brought cold soup out to, they wouldn't fucking.
That's my shit on the fucking overspeaker.
I'm the fucking John Williams of hold music. And you're fucking bringing me, three rolls? Bring me five rolls.
Man, I love that song, man. That shit feels like, but that clap though, the way it starts, you just, it says something. I feel invincible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just and cool at the same time. Like
it's two guys.
Is it two guys? Dudes?
Tim Carlton and high school friend Derek Deal.
Ooh, Derek Deal, dude. Mm-hmm. Derek Deal was made for a career in music.
Tim Carlton, he's a firsty.
Yeah, Carlton, or is Carlton a lasty firsty?
You know Carlton what I'm saying? Could seems like it's it. It doesn't seem like I feel like we know it because of Carlton Banks, but I think
You're right.
It sounds like as much of a last name as a first name to me.
So he could be a firsty lasty.
Maybe I.
He might be your standard firsty lasty. Unlike you, who is a definitely a firsty firsty.
I'm a unisex firsty firsty through and through.
I knew some male Jordans.
Yeah.
Is there a woman Sean? There's a woman Sean.
Sean Young, Ace Ventura, Doctor Einhorn, Lieutenant Einhorn. Right? She's Sean Young. She's a girl. What's up? I had that locked. I was waiting for someone to bring that up.
Okay.
I was, I woke
You've
up,
been
I was like,
traps
I,
for
hope
300 episodes.
I hope somebody asked me about a female Sean today.
Firsty, firsty.
Shonda Rhimes. Time for the whole song claps down. Time for my first pick. Sitting there, I got to take the sound of a basketball going through a hoop. And hit nothing but net. I'm taking the swish.
Yeah, that was on my list. That was on my list too.
On a good, like either nylon or rope or a chain.
Even a chain. Get out of town.
Yeah. But just that whoosh, whoosh, when you're like watching like NBA players warm up and you just hear that like whoosh, 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 whoosh. But it's even more satisfying if you're the person responsible.
I've been taking it to the courts lately, and I've been really trying to do this 10 free throws in an hour thing, and I haven't really got a good chunk of time to try it. I will say it's harder than I anticipated it being.
Like make 10 in an hour?
I think I could get 10 free throws in a row in an hour if I had a nice controlled hour. But Ian and David seem to think I'm out of my mind by saying that because I'm not, like, I don't play basketball. It's harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Like, I can make a free throw, but I got up to 6 the other day and I missed one. It probably took 10 minutes. I got up to 6, I missed one, and I lost my mind. I was so mad.
You can't do it. That's why.
Man, I think I can. Can't. I got 6 in 10 minutes the other day, and that was just messing around with my daughter at an outdoor court with no one
you
to rebound
can
for me.
In the way you could swim from Alcatraz to San Francisco if, like, a bunch of sea otters decided to help you. Like, if somehow forces conspired to help you make these 10 hoops. I love you. I just think you, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you force us into these positions where you set out unobtainable, unrealistic goals for yourself.
Just gotta get that hot hand, baby.
And then, like, as your friends, we want to support you, but it's like, I can definitely make 10 free throws. I could swim from Alcatraz to San Francisco.
I could.
I'm the top 1% of unpaid drivers.
Crazy. I am.
You know what I mean? And like, you force us into unreasonable positions as a prerequisite of being your friends.
When you say them all right in a row like that, I sound like such a prick.
Because we're not good friends. We're very good friends. We tell you perhaps you can't do these things. Mm. Whereas only a good friend would say absolutely you could and
move
on.
You thought you could swim to San Fran from Alcatraz?
I still think I could do that.
You put past tense on it.
How far is the swim?
Far enough for he can't do it.
I'll let you know. I'm not going to breaststroke the whole time. I'm saying a lot of doggy paddling, a lot of floating, but I think
you're
going to
doggy paddle.
The fact that you're not going to breaststroke the whole time is why you can't do it.
I think I can.
That seems like least efficient way to get that far.
I mean, you got to tread water to get
You're going to die, man. Damn. You're going to die. That's going to be embarrassing. Nigga tried to doggy paddle from Alcatraz. Who? Yeah, firsty tried to doggy paddle from Alcatraz.
Some firsty from South Dakota tried to doggy paddle from Alcatraz today.
And this was his lasty. This was his lasty day on Earth.
Tragedy strikes the San Francisco Bay. It ain't happening.
A white man is washed up on the sea.
One of the 10 most notable figures from South Dakota, according to one website.
Seven famous people you might run into in South Dakota. And I think 4 of them don't live there. One of them, I don't even know, has ever like been there in that article. I think they just said you might see them at the Badlands or something.
Is one of them oil?
Fucking Kevin Costner, January Jones, me. I don't know. Anyway.
I'm staying for my second pick. So swish for my first one. Mm-hmm. Sounds fantastic. Especially if it was Damian Lillard.
Man, what a shame. Man, it's a tough time you're going through, man.
Well, who knows? This comes out in a couple of weeks. Who knows what will happen by then? Maybe he's back all in. We don't know.
I want the best for that man.
Me too. Whatever makes him happy. He's done enough. But I'm taking the sound specifically of a Nerf ball in one of those Nerf pump guns when it comes out and it goes funk.
Oh, that's a good sound.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Funk.
Out of the bazooka or something?
Yeah, out of the bazooka.
It's a
thick sound. It's thick. That's the only way I can really describe it.
It's a thick sound.
Yeah, I like that.
You feel it. It feels satisfying. It's one of those sounds where something's about to happen, which means somebody's about to probably get hit with a Nerf ball, which is fun. You can get a bunch of them in succession, which is also like, funk. It's every way it can be delivered. The Nerf ball sound is arguably the chicken of sounds. You know what I mean? There's so many great ways to prepare it.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
Any which way you want.
Flip it and ride that beat elbow, T.Y. Oh my. You know?
That's exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Tag team. Oh,
I'm all on board for those.
Yeah, it is satisfying. Maybe I don't know what it
Maybe
sounds
we
like.
We should have a. Should we couldn't have a Nerf fight at High Plains because it would turn into a real one. I bet
somebody will get their feelings hurt.
If somebody
sure,
got God too hard, but
definitely a water fight.
Yo, with those new water guns too. You seen those?
Has Instagram been trying to sell you those too?
Who?
No. Instagram is trying to tell me to buy these new water guns, these newfangled water guns.
What are they doing in the water gun space now?
They shoot like little lasers. It's like, it like comes out like
bullet almost. Like it's not a stream.
Like a water slug or something.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, there you go. Like a water slug.
I just wasn't made for these times.
Yeah. We live in the future.
Do you think people still lie about their mom saying they couldn't get wet? You remember that shit?
Man, I read that. I went to a kid's birthday party the other day, and I saw some parents telling their kids not to get wet. And I'm like, it's water, bro. It was 85 degrees out. There was a tiny little kiddie pool. And some of the kids were getting in the pool, and their parents would be like, no. It's like, why?
I mean, getting in a pool.
Can't get wet?
That's also unreasonable. That's also stupid. But like, if you're in the cul-de-sac or on the street outside of your house, and your mom said you can't get wet? Shut up. No,
dude,
she didn't.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's July.
It's July. You'll be dry again before you go back in.
Yeah, sit your bitch ass in this pool.
Yeah. How you get in there? You can't get your Oshkosh bagosh wet because it's going to fucking rust? What are you talking about?
We got to go see my grandma. Don't wet up my Oshkosh. I got to go see my grandma.
I got to go see my grandma.
If somebody said they couldn't get
these
wet.
These are Bugle Boys.
Yeah. Everybody, it united everybody else against that person. I mean, we would just
that
be like, well, you're going to be soaked, of course.
Yeah.
It's water. Again, I'm just like, I don't even feel bad.
Yeah. Nerf gun sound. Steven, time for your second pick.
Man, number two, I like the screen. All right. It's a panic, white panic. You know? Oh. That shit,
that's what you put on
instead of white noise when you go to sleep. You put on white panic.
White panic. I hear, like, you remember, like, when they rushed to storm the Capitol and that gun went off and they shot the lady and then everybody, oh.
This is not what I thought this was going to be.
Man, I love that sound. Just any type of
swish of a basketball.
Anytime white people run around screaming scared.
There's a catharsis to it.
Yeah, it's like, niggas walk around cool, but you just see,
white panic.
Oh, man.
White panic. I'm trying to think if I've ever been, think I've ever been in like a white panic situation where I've been screaming for.
No avocados.
Sorry.
Avocados are the worst, man. I'll go on record.
Wait, what are you saying?
Avocados are the worst.
You go to the store.
Wait.
White women at the store, no avocados, and they, panicking.
Or you just walk by them on the street and they didn't see you.
Oh, yeah.
That shit happens regularly. Oh.
Yeah.
Or just like you come into an elevator and you see them look at you.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had avocado?
Max has it all the time. I mean, I'll try it every now and again. Like sometimes now she'll want me to take a bite or whatever she's eating. So I'll try. I'll choke it down. I hate it.
A little salt on it?
I hate it.
So you don't eat guacamole either?
God, no. We talked about this a couple weeks ago in Denver.
I guess we must have.
No, I can't.
You know what's good? Cut an avocado in half. Crack an egg in there. Oof. And then put a little salt and pepper and bake that shit for in the oven for 10, get that over easy, over medium, and just eat that motherfucker.
You know, the best way to do it is take an avocado, cut it in half, throw it straight into the garbage, and then go have some pizza or something. Avocado's the worst, man. Or hide it in a water balloon until some dork it's water and then throw it at him as hard as you can.
Man.
Like a rock and a snowball.
So many of your food takes just make me so angry.
Yeah, they've never been extremely popular except for the core kids I grew up with where they're all like, yeah, avocados suck.
You could hang with a bunch of elementary school kids right now. You know what I mean? You could hang out with a bunch of 8-year-olds.
I liked guacamole in elementary school.
I don't even think I knew what it was till I was 20.
Avocados I didn't like when I was a little kid. And then I was like, that's my opinion. And I didn't have it for a long time. And then I was like, let me give it a try. And I was like, oh, this is wonderful. What was I thinking?
Wet cardboard,
I was like that
man.
With eggs for a long time. I really hated eggs when I was a kid.
Eggs stink. I mean, I get why
something
eggs
about the,
freak,
something
you know?
About the texture used to kill me. Like, I'd gag if I ate them, you know?
Damn.
And then, yes, at some point, I just was like, Adam, and I was like, oh, shit.
Eggs rule.
Sean's gonna white panic if we don't get to his next pick. So Sean's ready. Time for your second pick.
I've probably done this 2 or 3 times, but I've heard it so much, and I'm jealous when I hear it. I love it. It's one of the best sounds. Is the perfect whack of a nicely driven golf ball.
That's clean.
Man, yeah,
that's a good one.
I've only got 3 or 4 ever that would actually qualify. And the golf ball didn't go anywhere I wanted it to go, but I hit it square. But going with Sharpie or Ian or Shane Brendan, it's people that know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It is such a cool sound.
Yeah.
It's vaguely metallic kind of too.
Yeah, dude, it sounds hollow and official and sturdy. It's just all these weird things mixed into one.
They named a golf club company after it, I think. I imagine Ping is named after.
Probably, yeah.
I think, right? The sound it makes when you hit a golf ball well.
Yeah, but I feel like Ping doesn't represent it the way
it doesn't feel like
no,
a Ping
doesn't
to me.
Quite.
Feels like it would start with a T even.
It's real close to a thwack or something. I don't really
twank?
Twank. Yeah.
I can't spell it.
Don't
I can't
Google spell it. Guys.
Don't.
Yeah, it is. It's like trying to spell the words twink. Nell would say. You just can't. I don't know. It's just a sound. And it sounds
you also
so
get if you're close enough, you also get the swish of the club.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, that scoop
cutting
yeah.
through the wind.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And just chopping the top of that grass, just barely. Woo, shit. Yeah,
that's why I'd like to be able to hit a ball a long way. It's sure, it'd be satisfying to see it go a long way where I wanted it to, but I really just want to be able to make that sound more than anything. It's such a dope sound.
Take a golf lesson.
I think we're kind of waiting. My feet. Is not whatever. I'm so sore when I skate anymore. I can feel it going away. I can feel it kind of slipping out of my fingers this summer. So I think golf. I can just feel my abilities dwindling more than they were. So I think golf's on its way in.
This might be your last summer to race.
This strike has been making me feel old.
This could be your last race wars.
Bro. As long as my feet work, we'll be having race wars. So
man, if I had $1 for every guy I've heard say that.
Well, once he transitions to golf, famously, there's no racial politics on a golf course.
That's true. He'll be all right. Smooth sailing from there.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah, go sit in the clubhouse at any golf course, you'll real tolerant.
Golf
anyway,
course is the one place Jews aren't white yet.
It's really your final proving ground. Yeah.
Well, the Irish have no problem. So anyway, the nice whack of a properly driven golf ball.
Excellent. David, time for your second and third picks.
All right. Second pick is kind of weird. So it's and I don't even do this particularly a lot, but I do like the sound of have you ever been at the barber and they shave you with a straight razor?
Oh, yeah.
And that's sort of
that
razor I mean? On your skin, but not cutting your skin.
Cutting the hair. Uh-huh. That sound.
That's interesting.
Is really good. It's just something about it feels so good. It's a sound you don't hear a lot of other places. You know what I mean? But it's like very specific, and I've heard it. It feels great when it's on your face. I've heard it when I'm like next to somebody getting cut, who they're doing it, and I still think it sounds nice. It's just like, there's something about it. It's just like a nice grounding sound.
How would you even describe that sound? It's almost like,
I was thinking about that. I don't know what
crunching
to call
almost
it.
Like a
scraping.
Scrape? Yeah.
When I hear it happen to someone else, it kind of makes my butt hurt a little bit. There's like some sounds make like,
and what kind of sound would that make if it made your butt?
like a deep in, like up farther in my butt, like in my stomach almost. There's this weird sensation I get sometimes when I get grossed out, and it's
gross.
It just makes me feel weird,
but I like it in a weird way.
Yeah, I kind of like the sound though. It's one of the few ones where it's like, man, this feels cool.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's another one of those official ones.
Yeah. It's always sounds, I don't know. It's like, it feels good.
You ever contemplated becoming a straight razor at home guy?
I don't cut any of my own hair.
Yeah, it's great. I think that's like a good rule of thumb.
Well, it's because when I was a kid, I started trying to shave and I get razor burn too bad.
What do you do on your neck? You got a little shaver
for your
neck?
I do my face, but.
No, I go to the barber.
Every time you trim your neck hair, you go to the barber?
I go to the barber every other week.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I gotta shave my neck hair like every 3 days. Otherwise, it gets like grows into my chest.
I go to the
barber every other week. Shout out to my old barber I got from Steve, who went to Africa and now texts. He went to Africa for like 4 months. I was like, bro, I can't wait for you. And then now he texts me sometimes and he's like, it's DJ, I am back. And I'm like, man, you know this is dead. Don't be like this. I got a new thing across town. She lives closer to my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't have my new barber seeing your name pop up on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to have that conversation.
This is done.
Yeah.
Don't text me on Saturdays.
He could fade like a heat, man. Great guy though. All right. Anyways, so that shaving the face. And then the next one I have, this is another weird body one. Mm-hmm. The sound, like, it's usually if you're hungry or something, but like the sound when your stomach audibly gargles.
Oh, your stomach growling.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's just nothing else sounds like that ever anywhere. It's so weird. It's such a weird sound, especially when you can hear it audibly. Yeah, you're like, what the fuck is going on in there? Mm.
Sometimes you get that one that sounds like an old door opening. Like, it's like,
shit that happens in your body that you're not doing. It's your body's just doing it for you. That's wild. Where your body's like, we're doing this. You have no control over it. This is what the world's going to hear. It's your stomach going like. It's real.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you get that big flop one too. That.
What is that?
Like, it sounds like you're like falling down. Like.
I think it's air moving.
I have no idea.
Like where there should be food and that's why it thinks you're hungry or something. Or like, why does that mean you're hungry when your stomach's growling? Why does that notoriously mean that?
Because it doesn't always happen when I'm hungry.
No, me neither.
No, my shit be happy. I could have just eaten 30 wings and it'll happen. I mean,
that's a different reason. That's because you woke DMX up.
Yeah, it's dark and hell's about to get hot.
Hell's never cold. It's always hot.
It's slipping. It's falling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is and when it comes, but yeah, it's just like, it's because it's kind of a nice sound. I don't know. I do kind of like it and you don't hear it a lot, so it's fun to hear.
It is nice. Mm. It's a little reminder. You're like, I'm a creature.
Yeah, I'm a weird animal out here. Yeah. Just walking around this thing.
Sometimes I'll hear my cat's little belly do it, which is fun.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it with animals, too, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like it. Grounded.
Nowhere on my list, but excellent pick. Excellent pick. It is a nice little sound.
Interesting.
Sean Jordan, time for your third pick.
So this is an odd one because I hate bugs. I hate them with everything I got. But
it is one of the things you eat though. You do eat bugs.
I've eaten a bug or two. I ate a moth one time. I beer bonged a silverfish. We don't need to go into that too much.
It
still makes Adam want to barf when I bring it up. But
it makes
anyway.
Me want to barf right now.
So the sounds of cicadas that like neener, neener, neener.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You like that sound?
Nah. I love it because to me, that is summer. And I didn't know what that sound was legit until I was probably 25. I didn't know that it was bugs. I don't know what I thought it was. Bugs. But my whole life growing up, and when summer would hit, you'd just go outside, it'd be muggy, and you'd get that like neener, neener. And to me, I felt great because I knew that was like summer. I could skate, I could be outside, I could be out. I didn't have to, you know, you're just outside with your friends. Then I found out it was cicadas. I got real bummed out about that, but I still like the sound.
That's another thick sound.
Yeah, that is heavy. Yeah, is yeah, for sure.
Well, it's such a, it's such an in unison, you know, there's like hundreds of them doing it all the time. Like you just, the whole outside is doing it and it's kind of in unison. It's a real interesting sound, but yeah, cicadas making their neener neener thing.
I don't like the way, I don't like the way neener sounds.
Yeah. It's more of a buzz.
Yeah.
I don't know. How would you do it? It's like, like that or something. I just know it goes like up and down and up and down.
Neener sounds like a sundown town alarm. You know what I mean?
Neener, neener, neener. Go, go. Leave the town, all you neeners, neeners.
It's like the stoplight, you know? Or light, what you call it? Street light.
Yeah. Dude, you want to talk about an interesting sound that I've never heard is the street lights when they change. In Menace, there's that shot where it goes from green to yellow to the red, and it's like a real, like...
Oh, it goes ka-chunk.
Yeah, that ka-chunk. I've never heard that.
Those are the old ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that just a film technique?
It might be, but that's like an icy scene in Menace because you're like, something bad's going to happen. That's right before Kane and Harold get jacked. Anyway, yeah, cicadas in the trees, man. Summertime cicadas in the trees.
Steven, before we go to your third pick, we're going to take another very short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let you boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. Already in progress. The last two sounds we took were stomachs gurgling and cicadas on the trees.
Bugs and tummies. Bunch of weird dudes talking.
Yeah. This is All Fantasy Everything.
Two different collections of short stories there.
We are your premier Bugs and Tommy's podcast.
Oh, that made my butt hurt too.
How often does that happen to you?
Yeah. It happens a lot. If I see like a deep cut or something, or like, yeah, I don't know, just a little, my mom says it happens to her too. She'll like, it makes something real deep in her butt hurt.
Do you ever get it when you like kind of go down a hill that's steeper than you thought or something like that?
That's when my nuts feel like they're floating, and that like deep in your stomach where your nuts feel
this
like they're floating.
Is this a different feeling than the nut float feeling?
Different. Yeah, yeah. Different.
Oh, I guess I was thinking it was the nut float.
The nuts in your stomach is more of a feeling. This is like, I mean, I know I keep
nuts
saying
and
it
tummy
sounds
is
weird.
Different than
this
butt
is
hurt.
Like deep farther up. Like if you could go an inch past where my butt stops, like up. It's in there somewhere.
Where your butt stops.
It also sounds like, this is a weird reference. Like, have you ever seen somebody with a kid where they communicate with the kid and they have their own communication? Yes. So it's like a kid's crying and they're like, okay, are your nuts floating? Are your nuts floating or does your butt hurt? Yeah. You know what I mean? And you're like, and you don't know. So you're like, what the fuck are you? But they have their own, like, right?
That's
like, I could imagine your mom saying that to you as a kid. Like, you're upset and she's like, Sean, are your nuts floating or does your butt hurt?
Yeah, only she understands.
Are your nuts in your tummy or does your butt hurt?
Are you hurt or are you injured, Jordan?
It's actually because dad left. So
there it is.
I mean, that's a nut float. Yeah,
it's a nut float.
Or a gutty punch, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's a
Steven, time for your third pick.
Man, I was real torn on this one, man. I was real torn. It was just between a sexy thing and something a little nasty. So we're going to go.
Both sound like sexy things to me.
Technically, guts have already been taken. So tread carefully.
We took butts, too. We're taking all kinds of stuff.
All right. You know what? I'm going to just do this.
I know it.
You already picked White Panic. I did.
I'm a very horny man.
It's true.
And you know when you see someone sexy, right? Someone and they chew and they pop their gum.
Oh,
yeah. Whoa!
Oh,
the girl I had
that
a crush on in high school.
You, huh?
She would do that in geography, and it would drive. It would. I know what you mean. I know exactly.
You
what you
get
mean.
The right person popping their gum, man.
Uh-huh. Oh. I know what you mean. It is. I guess I never thought of it as sexy, but I do know what you mean. It's nice.
Yeah, not obnoxiously.
And it's like powerful. It's like assertive.
It is.
It's hella assertive for sure.
I agree. I tried to learn how to do it because of this. This girl.
Especially sometimes it's at you. You know what I mean? It's like a directed at you gum snap.
Yeah. Oh. Damn. That's a really good one. Yeah. I like that one, man.
That's that. Oh, you're going to get some pussy tonight, snap. When it's at you.
When you can hear, it'll pop like six times. Like,
I wish you guys could see Steve pantomiming chewing gum. It was like, I didn't know there was a way to chew gum horny.
You winked at me. Steven just winked.
Yeah, baby.
Isaac, pull this and put it on the Patreon so the family can see exactly how sexy a gum snap can get.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's great. A good one, though. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Sneaky. I would never have thought of that, but I completely agree with you. That is a good sound. Man, it takes me right back to geography thinking about this girl doing it, too. Yep.
Did you ever get anything from her?
Huh?
You ever get anything from her?
Nope. Sent her a dozen roses the day I graduated. She never even called. And then... She never even called. And I saw her. She's now married to...
Wait, wasn't she somebody else's girlfriend?
No.
Oh, is this a different story? Did somebody send your girlfriend roses?
Somebody sent my girlfriend a dozen roses.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
she called and then boned him. So that's a whole different story. And also, he's a great friend of mine to this day. I took him to see his mom in prison one time. So
right.
You want a tangled web.
Wow.
But I sent this girl a dozen roses when we graduated. She never called. And then I saw her maybe 5 years later. I was doing stand-up. And then I saw her, and I wouldn't do this anymore, but whatever. I got up and I was like, hey, I sent that girl a dozen roses in high school, and she never called me again. And after that, I apologized. I was like, that was rude. I put you on blast. Like, we were not in the same level in high school.
No, don't do that to yourself.
Maybe she should have called to say thank you. But
she was a double black belt or what? Like, yellow belt? What are you talking about?
But yeah, she's really good friends with a mutual friend. So we've talked about it quite a bit, and it's hilarious now. But yeah, it really. Really shook me.
Did she say why she didn't call?
Nah, we were kids. But I'm like, man, she should have called. But yeah, I don't know why.
if you're listening today, I'm sorry.
She ain't.
Hope you're still popping that gum, girl.
Well, then, Sean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she might be a big Steve and AJ fan. You have no idea what her priorities are comedy-wise.
She might be, man. She might be a big Steve AJ fan.
You know what I'm saying?
If she's not, she's tripping. She's blowing it. If she's not,
popping gum, it sounds like it's right in his wheelhouse.
It might be right there. It's like, girl, let me get a guess set. You know what I'm saying? Get a little guess set in that coochie.
I'm gonna take.
You're making me horny now. What are you doing? I'm hornier than I was when we got on this podcast. This is wild.
Yeah. This is a compound noise, and let me know if this is okay.
Okay.
To take with my third pick.
Sure.
You remember when you used to have to go to a bank and put things in a pneumatic tube?
Yeah, dude.
The drive-through.
Yeah.
So this is the noise of that tube closing, because it was like.
That shit was most the future,
them,
bro.
It was the most satisfying click.
Mm.
And so this is, it's that noise, and then it's also the tube going.
Mm-hmm.
So
the click of the tube shutting was like a real
You like a foomp.
I like a foomp, but I like a click. It's almost more the click. If I can only take one of them, I'm taking the click.
Okay. You're a click foomp guy.
Yeah, a foomp and a click.
A floop and a click. I'm a floop and a click guy. I know what I like.
Walk into a bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Floop and a click.
That's the answer to the riddle. The floop guy is the click guy.
The click, though, it's a very official
and he's the
click.
Guy doing surgery.
I can't operate on this floop. He's my click.
Yeah. It's almost more of a clunk. It's almost more of a clunk. If we're being
okay.
It's a chunk. It's a chunkity clunk clank.
You're a C guy. I get it now. You're a C guy. Like the letter C. You like those.
Floopity thunk thunk.
It's the same. It's nearly the same clunk as like a purse make sometimes. You know when they have that like, well, it was like the butcher, that like clunk close.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Were you going to call it a pachink? It's not a pachink at all.
No, it's a clickety clunk clunk.
Oh, it's not a pachink.
Ian Carmel in Pootie Tang 2, everybody.
Yeah.
Clickety clank clank.
Pootie Tang 2, back to the tang.
But then a click of the clank, clunk, clunk.
The bank tube thing. I don't know if that's still is that a thing in a bank.
I don't know. It used to be when you deposited checks, right? You would have to do
anything. You gave your ID, anything. All like they.
God, when was the last time you put cash in your bank,
dude? That cash. Now that you gotta like claim everything. If someone slips up and gives me cash, wallet, baby. That doesn't see the bank, because there's no way to prove. If you do get audited, it's like there's no way to prove they gave it to you. So it's a whole wormhole. But yeah.
Now that you got to claim everything?
I didn't make enough money to claim anything until we started making money. I never made money doing like.
Yeah, true.
Ever enough. I asked them one time and they were like, no. Like official, a dude at H&R Block straight up was like, I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even bother with it. It's like, all right, dude. Trying to do this.
Now I'm taking from a fourth pick, a more of a sustained noise along the lines of a fire crackling. I'm taking rain on a tin roof.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, that's good.
Especially like a thick rain.
Mm.
Like a thick rain. Is anyone else going to take any rain things? Because I want to talk about a cousin of this sound.
You're the rain. Go ahead.
It's not a rain thing. Well, no, I don't need to take it. Go for it.
A thick, also a very, you know what I mean? Like a pregnant rain, like a thick rain, also on a car
like
windshield.
Like a big old good fat one. Rain, like those
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, big old fat
you can
rain.
Feel it. Yeah.
Little
but this
wet,
is my dad.
Gang rain.
At his floating home, not a houseboat, just to make that very clear. Floating
Wait,
home.
It's not, I'm sorry. Is this, I didn't
no,
know that they, that's.
They're not boats.
It's different.
It's different. A floating, like you couldn't unmoor this and then like chug a lug out anywhere.
Oh, you couldn't take it anywhere else. Okay.
You'd have to get like a tugboat involved. But this, so he had a tin roof on his house, and when it would rain, it just sounded amazing. I can't even, it's like a, it just sounds so good. It's like, mm-hmm. It makes you want to fall asleep. It evokes that feeling, I'm sure there's a word for this, that feeling of being sheltered when the weather is bad, that makes you just like feel so safe and cozy. Like,
being in some sort of
the thing about those sounds, they make me want to take a nap, but they don't. I can't do it at the end of the night. I can't go to sleep to those sounds, but I can take a nap to those sounds.
Oh, interesting.
Like if that's happening when I got to go to bed for the eight, I can't do that.
No,
I can take.
Are you
a nap,
back
though.
To eights? Are you back to eights?
No.
With the baby.
No.
What do you think you're at?
Four, probably.
What?
Whoa, you really?
Maybe 5. I mean, she gets up at probably 6. And lately I've been up till midnight or 1.
Oh, so this is your fault.
Well, I mean, I got to be off doing stand-up, man. I could go to bed at like, 9, but
so
I mean,
you could be getting AIDS.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it doesn't work like that, man. You can't do stand-up. You just can't.
Yeah,
like,
but you don't do stand-up every night.
I have been. I've been doing it like 5-6 nights a week. But also, you can't, and we've talked about this, going to bed at 9 is crazy to me. I've never gone to bed at 9. I can't do that. It's too early for me. I just can't. It just feels crazy to go to bed. I mean, it's still kind of light out at 9 o'clock right now.
I go to bed at midnight to 1 usually now, even if I have a show. And even that's about as early as my body will even consider the night being over.
I'm not complaining. I don't feel empty or anything because I don't have to go to some job I hate,
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not complaining about it, but it's not a ton of sleep just yet, but it's getting better.
I'm trying to get 8 when I have a kid.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to be, I can't wait to have those conversations with you.
You should get 10. I'm taking it back just so he knows.
No, I can't wait. Another thing is, when you look at the solid chunk, I haven't got a solid chunk of more than like 3 hours since I don't know when. Like,
RIP to your sleep schedule, but I'm different. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I cannot wait to talk to you.
It's going to be different.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I hope it is.
The Carmel discipline, the Schwartz discipline instilled in one baby, dude. Come on.
Keep talking. Keep running that mouth. I can't wait.
This baby's going to be in bed reading a book waiting for us to get up, dude.
Hey, man.
This baby's half my wife. Are you kidding me?
Hey, keep talking. I love it. I love all this. It's all on wax. I love that it's being recorded. This is dank.
You'll see what happens.
I will see what happens.
You're all cocky. Like, wait till you have a kid. It's going to be easy for me, dude.
Oh, no. I haven't really said it like that to you. This is the first time I'll say it. You'll be going on the road. It's going to be a whole different thing. That's when sleep happens, if you can believe that. Now that, like, when I'm on the road, that's when I get to sleep.
That's the worst sleep.
And you saw me last time I was on the road. I was an absolute mess. Laying on David's floor, complaining about my legs for 2 hours.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Steven, time for your fourth pick.
All right. Fourth one.
Yes, sir.
Is that, when you're taking a big dookie.
Yeah.
And it's sliding out. And it hits that water. Whatever that...
Oh, I know what you mean. Dookie splash water.
But it's kind of compound, like,
Dookie just, water splash.
Because even the come out, it sounds like, it almost sounds like a small fire crackling something. Or just that.
Yes, it does.
And you're just like, and you're waiting and you just,
Then it goes like that kerplop where the whole thing gets under the water and then the water closes over it and makes the kerplop.
Yeah.
You're like proud of yourself because you're like, look at that big shit I just
did. It's all in one piece. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Oh, man.
Look at me getting the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting my fiber. That's a healthy poop. Good for me.
Man, do you ever just, and when you wipe, there's just a little bit of poop and you're like, look at me. Efficient. Look at my efficient body.
I am a perfect animal. I'm like,
you're the most efficient.
Mm-hmm. I can probably run up a mountain right now. That's how I feel when I do that. You feel lighter when you get off the toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great feeling, man. And then you you just feel like you did something right, the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what was supposed to happen.
That's a great pick.
That silence of it,
just
too.
Just a healthy. Yeah. A healthy dookie.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Dookie time.
We're going fucking, you know what I mean? There were a lot of like expected picks that we could have taken on this. We're going all over the place, and I'm proud of us.
I think we're doing good.
Yeah, we're getting out there.
I'm really proud of us. Sean Jordan, time for your fourth pick.
Ooh, Agent of Chaos over here. A window breaking.
Oh, I like that sound too.
I
like that sound too.
There's just something,
it's nice.
Buck about it, dude. Like it's, I wouldn't want to be sleeping in here. Window breaking.
It also means Stone Cold and Steve Austin is about to walk out.
That's the sounds, right? You crack the beers and get a window breaking.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, and I bet you.
That's why he was so big. We should do a new. We should invent a new wrestler where their song starts with a poop and then a straight razor shit.
And they just come out shooting a Nerf gun.
Just a completely audio-based wrestler.
Oh, be like the Entity, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Entity.
Dude, I'm surprised they haven't done that where like a wrestler just has to fight a fictional other wrestler who's supposed to be there making sounds? It's got to have happened in one of like those backyard wrestlers.
There's an invisible wrestler?
Yeah, like the invisible wrestler who can only make sounds and like sound waves knock you off your balance and body slam you and shit.
Hit us up, you know.
If it hasn't, then we just change wrestling for the better forever.
And we're starting our own promotion.
But yeah, window breaking, not one of my proudest moments ever, but you know, right when we moved to Portland, it was when I was reading The Dirt. I've talked about this before, but I just found a window and I put my foot on it and Tori was like, "Don't you break that window." And I looked at Adam and I was like, "The Dirt." And then I just kicked this window out and then we started running.
That book has had a deleterious effect on your life.
Yeah,
I'm always encouraging you to read more, but maybe not.
I absolutely know what deleterious means, but just in case Isaac doesn't, because he's never heard of
cool running. It's the barber that me and Steve used to have.
David, it's deleterious. I am back.
Deleterious Junior, DJ.
Yeah, anyway, window breaking. Just chaotic. I don't know. It's fun. It's more of a fun sound. It's not soothing necessarily.
Demetrius.
I've never really broken a window.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, we got to fix that.
We used to punch out, Nick Nampe and I used to punch out light fixtures at Southern Oregon University, but I don't think I've ever broken a window.
Dude, we went to a window. This is going to sound different than what it is, but for my 40th birthday, Laura and I went to a smash room where you break stuff.
Is that a group sex?
Yeah. When they called it, I was like, is it really called a smash room? You can't call it like a break room or something, but yeah,
well, that's
you just
a thing
go.
Too.
Yeah, well, it is, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you just go break things. It's so, so tight. And also, just like a window out in the wild. Like, you never had like an abandoned building and just threw rocks in the
windows? Yeah. Or like broke a window in your parents' house or like a car window or something?
Car window, maybe? Like knocked windows out?
I've never done it. Oh, I know the sound from film and television.
Right. The feeling is great.
There's just something there when you do it and you're like, it feels like you... Dude, I remember... I've danced around this story. I'll never tell it, but one time I was in a car and somebody was huddled over me and somebody outside the car broke the car window with a golf club and to get at us. And it was so buck, dude. It was one of those where it's
someone
like...
Someone was huddled over you? Like, were you getting hit?
Somebody was came in to protect me because this dude was like trying to get in the whip. And so my buddy Mike, he came in and huddled over me. So if the window did get broken, I wouldn't get hit.
Right, so what happened...
That Mike was huddled over me. The guy that was trying to get us broke the window with a golf club. It knocked the head off the golf club and then he stabbed it into Mike's back. And it went in like an inch and then everyone piled out of the car. And then, so that's the tiny little version of the story I can say.
I think I have a good imagination of what happened next.
Anyway, everybody
piling out of a car doesn't end like a lot of different ways.
You cheated on Ela Nordgren.
Well, I think I was 18, so I couldn't even, like, I wasn't supposed to, whatever. Yeah, anyway, so that window breaking was the first one where I was like, damn, this is buck. But like, everybody ended up being okay, so it's like a good buck, you know? I don't know, just mischievous, gnarly, just makes, I don't know, just a fun sound.
You wouldn't want to roll those dice again, but you're happy with how it turned out.
Ooh, baby. That's why I'm, one of the reasons I'm so happy all the time is because I made it. So many dumb things and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, man, I chill, I skate, I do jokes, I do this. And
you got to get you a steak, man.
Really?
And the fire, you made it.
Both of those things, they really fit into your lifestyle right now.
Yeah. Man, we'll look into a steak.
Getting yourself a little grass fan.
I don't.
You talk about like you're trying to buy a mid-sized sedan, bro. Just go to the fucking grocery store.
You saw me the last time we were at a steakhouse. I got a potato.
Make sure you get that grass-fed steak and not the corn-fed stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go. David, time for your fourth and then your final picks.
Okay. Where do I want to go? Oh, fourth pick. You know when you sneeze, the sound it makes inside of your head? not like when you hear somebody else sneeze. Like the sound that goes in your head when you sneeze. Because it's so like visceral and kind of takes over everything. It's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. But like,
now I want to sneeze. But
that sound inside your own head when you sneeze.
Yeah.
What happens if your eyes are open when you sneeze? Can you do it?
Water gets in them?
I know your eyes don't pop out, but like, have you ever tried it? I can't do it. It's like almost impossible.
I don't think I ever even, I didn't know this was a thing, so I don't think I ever tried.
People say your eyes pop out of your head, and it's like, no, your eyelids don't keep your eyes in your head. So that's not what happens.
If you keep your eyes, I don't know.
Yeah, it's that urban myth that like eyes, they'll pop out if your eyes are open, but
my eyes are usually a half mask though. So just like even if I'm not like on weed,
it depends on what sound effect you have in your butt at that given moment.
Yeah, I'll come down to that. Your sinuses and your butt cavity. There's a big correlation there.
Yeah.
The interior sneeze and your final pick.
Oh, and then I know it's, and you, we've been going so interesting, so this one kind of is boring, but the violin.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I had that on my list too.
Dude, of course.
Man, at the symphony, I just got a whole new respect for it. It made me want to cry at some point too. It's just so pure and like rich. And
so
like,
rich.
It's just like the perfect, like of all the strings, I think I like it better than the guitar. It's just like, it's really dynamic. It's like, I'm definitely going to be seeking out more of it. It really got to me.
It's a guitar that you marry and not just have sex with. That's what a violin is. Like there's a guitar, which you have sex with, and then you marry the violin. You know,
I'd have
that's
sex
you
with
want
a bass guitar if I was going to fuck one of them. For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I like get yourself into a little Igor Stravinsky, dude.
Some with some weight to it.
Get filled out.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I would for sure fuck the bass first. But I'm looking at more stuff to go. After tour, I'm going to try to get the symphony in a few more times this year because it was... one of the more transformative art experiences I've ever had, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really a lot.
Who were they playing?
Dude, it was fucking Batman. I saw
it
the most
movie,
basic
right?
shit Whoa. Ever. They were doing the Danny Elfman score of Batman, and they did it live.
Hmm. Was Batman playing the movie?
89, yeah. It was playing, and then they did all the music. And then, by the end, like, when all the, you know, the big fight scenes and shit like that, I didn't even give a shit about Batman. I was like, sort of annoyed and that the screen was there distracting me because at the end they were just going crazy. It was amazing.
Right when that's that
it's
like
so
doing these like
we saw Harry Potter like that where the movie was playing but they just played all the music from the movie. It was so sick.
It's like the movie kind of felt distracting. Like I didn't really care about the movie except for Jack Nicholson.
So good.
Because I forgot how much I liked him as a Joker. But anyways, the point is the violin.
Excellent. Sean Jordan, your final pick.
The when you 50-50 a ledge on your skateboard, when you all have 50-50 ledge, the grinding of the trucks on a waxed up cement ledge is the best sound I could possibly think of. I knew obviously nobody was going to pick that, so I saved it for last, but it's the most satisfying. Most satisfying sound I can think of ever. It just means you're doing that hard thing. You're grinding through a ledge.
It's that...
just like grinding. That. I mean, really, it's just like grinding metal on cement with some wax on it. So whatever that is, but it just sounds so gritty and grimy and like you're just street skating. It's just sick, man. It's just the best. The best.
The whole skateboard sound is great. The wheels. I can't believe that pisses people off.
It pisses them off to no end, my friend.
So weird. I always really like that sound.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. That's the closest. That's the most fights I've almost gotten in my whole life was like adults trying to make me feel stupid for skating. It would boil my blood even as a kid. And I'd be like, I was ready to go up against some dads quite a few times. Just that shit where they're like, you can't skate on the street. And it's like, bro, you don't work on the street. What are you doing? Just get out of here. It's waking up my dog. That's what I like about pickleball courts right now because they're louder than skate parks and people are starting to complain about this pickleball shit, but no one's going to do anything about it because it's not kids out there skating. It's fucking 60-year-olds playing pickleball.
Pickleball
stinks, so man.
We should play pickleball.
Yeah, let's play. I would love to.
Dude, High Plains pickleball?
High Plains pickleball.
I'd be out there.
That'd be icy.
Punishing them old white folks, man.
Dana's parents are amazing at it. They bought like... boutique rackets and shit. Like the Chicago suburbs, you gotta
it's
like
huge, huh?
Yeah, real big.
It's funny. I tried to talk to, or I was with Zach because Zach was just out here, and somebody said something about pickleball. It just man,
I bet it's like his rollerblading,
dude. Tennis players fucking are out of their mind. Like,
He just puts so much into it. So it's funny when somebody's like, "Oh, you ever play pickleball?" And Zach's like, "Yeah, yeah, no."
No, I play tennis, bro.
Yeah, I play fucking tennis.
Steven, time for your final pick.
All right. It's the one. It's my sound, man. Oh, no. You know that sound.
Oh, no.
When, you know, going down a girl, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know it is. And then you spread them lips and they...
Oh!
Oh, my butt hurts.
Are you not floating? Did your butt hurt or are you not floating? Are you not floating?
Oh, my God. Yo.
That's maybe the most explicit pick in the history of this podcast.
Ever.
The sound effect.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, because you made this. Don't do it anymore.
You did it perfectly.
Yeah. No, baby.
You nailed it. That is...
Yeah, that consent. That's that sound, baby. Sound. Mm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
This is a very good pick.
It's a fabulous pick.
I'm jerking off right now.
All right.
I can't wait for a while.
I already can't wait for Ian to do the recap of this draft. I can't wait to see.
I just wrote down the noise.
Yeah. The noise. Moist the noise.
Moist. Yeah. The moist noise.
Yeah.
Moist noise.
That's my
shit. Crazy. I never heard anybody make that sound before.
Yeah.
Not like with their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
I've been studying, man.
I could tell. That was really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not the first time you've made that noise.
No, for sure.
It wasn't the thousandth. I couldn't even say thousandth.
Time for my final pick.
Yeah.
So you know those like you know the door jams that are like little springs.
Oh, big! Are you picking the boyoing?
The boyoing.
Oh yeah,
oh, dude.
That's it. Yeah.
Thick. Bong.
You like a thick sound. You like
I love a thick.
You like a texture.
I want something you can sink your teeth into.
Mm. I like it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Pwong. I fucking love that noise.
Yeah.
I don't have those kind of door jams in my house, unfortunately. I don't think.
We got them. I haven't seen them
in a while. I don't either.
Yeah, I think they started just telling people to not fucking fling their doors open.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of doors in my crib, though, either.
All windows.
Very open floor plan. I got big ass windows.
Yeah. You got a whole wall
was window heavy.
Man.
Yeah, I got a big old window wall.
Yeah, don't throw no stones, man.
No.
Not in this glass house.
Boy oyoing. Door jam boy oyoing. That's the final pick. Isaac Lee, do you have a pick?
Yeah, I was going to take
a
very...
You know when you're going down on a girl?
Well, I did have that in mind, but then Steven already took a related one, so I'm not going to do that, keeping this family friendly. I'm going to take the sound of waves hitting the beach. You know, when it crashes on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you do Steven's sound right, you're going to get your sound.
And you're going to get boyo-yoing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll get all of this. What if an erection really made that? So wouldn't that be tight if it really, like, when it finished, it was like, boyo-yoing-yoing?
Yes, it would. Because you would have been sitting in class trying to hide your boner. Yeah, and then like, boyo-yoing-yoing. And you'd be like,
they'd be like, Sean has a boner. I can hear it.
And like back when your body doesn't have any control over it. So like she's up there talking about Anne of Green Gables or like, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Catch Her in the Rye and you get a boner.
Yeah. Just rocked up to the Byzantine era.
Who's popping their gum? God damn it.
Yeah. There's no gum in class.
Getting a boner to the New Deal? Like it'll be bad. To recap our picks, Isaac Lee had a great pick, waves crashing on the beach. To recap our picks, David, you went first. You took cracking open a cold one, a straight razor shave, your stomach growling, an interior sneeze, the sneeze sound inside your head, and the violin. Sean, you went second. You took the crackling of a fire, the whack of a golf ball, cicadas during the summer, a window breaking and grinding a ledge doing a 50-50. Steven, you went third. You took the hold song clap sound, white panic, gum snapping, a healthy dookie splash, and the moist annoys.
That's a moist list, noise. Baby. Moist
annoys, baby. I went last and I took the swish of a basketball, the pump, that thwonk sound that a Nerf gun makes, a pump Nerf gun, the bank tube click, and the pneumatic tube sound that follows, the rain on a tin roof, and then the boyoing of a door jam. We left some good stuff on the board.
Mm-hmm. A lot of thunder, man. Like
a bowling strike.
Yeah, I was trying. I had the one athlete. It was like the break of a perfect pool break. You know, like when you break the rack.
A tuba, a slap shot,
baseball.
Hockey. Yeah. Oh yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
I haven't put that Jadakiss laugh. That whatever. Yo, I love that sound.
Man, I didn't even think about ad libs. Brr, I would have picked shit.
Dude, the ice cream truck, the recess bell, there's a few of those, birds chirping.
I also like hearing like a really well-made toilet flush, like one of those ones where you're like, I'm not going to clog this. There's no way I'm going to clog this.
I was thinking about the suck at the end of the toilet where it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? One of those industrial force where you're like, I'm in good hands here.
A perfect snare drum, the thwack of a snare drum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a freak, man.
Isaac, you're an audio engineer. I'm sure you have all sorts of...
I have all sorts of sounds I could have picked, but my mind also went to sex first, so...
Yeah, man. French kissing. I like French kissing. That's when you...
Yeah, I think all that sounds gross. I'm rude.
God.
Yeah, I've talked to you about that. You don't like any of it.
I can't... I don't like sounds, like body sounds like that.
Really? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, when it's on, it's on. So when it's on, sure. But any other... Like, thinking about it when it's not on... Can't do it.
We want to hear your sounds, body and otherwise. Hit us all up on All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Thank you for holding us down. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackity. I've been back in there mixing it up lately. Been a lot of fun. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to super producer Isaac Lee on the ones and twos. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of this, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shiklackety!
See, that's a sound we could have picked too. Shiklackety.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What a great sound.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.